following stations, KO4PXB. KX4MT Mobile, name is Mike on this end, and driving down the road in Pickens. Just thought I'd call out to a kind of trouble I could get into. This is Lloyd here. I'm in Spartanburg, heading toward Fountain Inn, and then we'll be heading toward Pickens. So you're definitely coming in clear in Spartanburg.
Good. Yeah, this is a pretty amazing repeater. I do a lot of listening on it, not a lot of talking. This might have been the third QSO or so I've had on this repeater, but I was having some lunch today with a buddy of mine named Jack, W4TWX in 6 Mile, and we were just talking about all of the traffic that's on this repeater and how well it does all around this area. It does a heck of a job.
It does very well, except I invite you to join our net meeting at 9 o'clock, always on this same frequency from 9 until, except they got ragged you, you ask comments, ask questions, and so it definitely goes from 9 o'clock every single day of the week.
And I get on every now and then and check in on that net. I hate to say it, a lot of times 9 o'clock I'm nearly in bed at that time, but if I'm out and about, especially mobile, I definitely check into it. But yeah, I do appreciate that, Lloyd.
In doing so, mention that, you can go on the, I think it's BRCCARL, but they have an early pay pre-check-in. That way they can still show that that repeater and frequency is being used. Like I said, it's definitely a pre-check-in, or you can go on EchoLink and do the same thing. That way they can definitely show that that repeater is being used.
The I think it's the pre-check-in. When I'm driving down the road, sometimes I'll hear a little robot-like voice come on and say, you know, the call sign has checked in to the, I think it's, is it the Blue Ridge Amateur Net or something like that. Anyway, is that what that is?
What that is when you hear that tone come on.
Good. Well, I appreciate you coming back to me. Like I said, I don't really call out a whole lot on this repeater. A lot of times I'll get on my buddy Jack's repeater that I was just telling you about. He's got two of them on 6 Mile Mountain here, and they work pretty well. But thanks for coming back to me, and hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and have a great weekend. Once again, the name is Mike on this end, and the call sign's KX4MT.
Yeah, I'll definitely have a fun weekend. I'm retired military, but I'm also a member of the South Carolina State Guard, so we're doing some stuff in that area, so I'll definitely be in that area, and we're actually going to a place called, you know, Bad Creek, so it's, you know, definitely going to be a very interesting and busy weekend.
And I'm prior military, Marine Corps, and miss it sometimes, and sometimes I don't. I'm sure you know what I'm saying. But 73 to you. Thanks for coming back, and you have a great day, my man. KX4MT.
So have you a great weekend, and if you're ever interested, you can go to the South Carolina State Guard webpage and click on join. The reason I joined so that way I can still, you know, have fun doing the military stuff without having to worry about being deployed.
Now that you mention it, I'm also a chaplain with the sheriff's office here in Pickens, and when I was doing a prior training, I forgot the guy's name, but he is one of the chaplains for the State Guard. He's not a ham radio operator, but he was telling me about it. Now that you said something about it, I remember him telling me and checking that out before, so I'll have to take another look at it. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. I'll talk with you again later on KO4PXB.
KO4PXB, KX4MT Mobile.